This is fire, brought straight down from the higher. Leaving new things to inspire. Picking up rules as we go, whoa, whoa. And if you feel me, don't be shy, just approach me. We're doing this thing real friendly. Making you smile as we go, whoa, whoa. Here goes on.
What? Wave Radio. This is Char Loro. Arrow the knot. Don't change that dial. Don't click that tab. Keep it locked.
Thank you. earth pangs. I see the powers of manipulation in a powerful way. I see the sleepwalkers who walk to sleep during the day. I watch how they do the music. I watch how they do the children. I see famine. I see pestilence. I see disease, rape, incest, racism. I see these things. I see what the lack of knowledge can do to a civilization. I see what laziness can do to a civilization.
Lazy people.
Stand up for your own. Go ahead and keep beating around the bush. Beating around the bush. I see with my own two eyes also. And take in for what I see. Believe me, I've seen a lot. Embracing myself as I fall into the ill-minded mode.
CITR 101.9 FM. Listen to the Ninth Wave with your host Char Laurel and A Roll. That was Dudley Perkins with Falling Off a Little Light, entirely produced by Madlib. That's 2003, if I believe. Some of the first hip hop stuff that I'd heard from Madlib post Loot Pack that really like blew my head off. Dudley Perkins with his trippy, weirdo, weed head, Oxnard style. Very spiritual, bugged out. And then before that, we had George Ann Muldrow, who is Dudley, or D-Claim's, wife. They met on the Stone's Throw record label, I guess decided to start collaborating, and then sparked off a love and a togetherness that is really inspiring if you happen to be following them on any sort of social media. They speak truth to knowledge and truth to power, and they're really inspirational beings, and their music is amazing. Political.
And they're raising beautiful humans.
Yeah, yeah, who knows what those kids are going to turn out like. So appreciate them, much love to them, and much love to some other Ship Connect, the label that they started and throw down with. Before that, we had Mind Design, Fly Butter, featuring MJ, Michael Jackson. We had Zoe, Let It Go, with Nicholas Ryan Gant, and Hazel, featuring Ibrahim, with This Is Dope. How you doing, Char?
I'm good. It's cold in the city. This is episode 4, and I feel like we went real deep. We're going real deep with this.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of big tracks, saying meaty things, saying things that need to be said in the world right now. I'm getting like a very global feel from everyone I've been talking to lately, and it seems like everyone's going through something. They're either, you know, going through huge transitions like breakups, or moving out of their homes, or having to leave their spaces, particular spaces of art, community building, music, and culture, like VAL, Vancouver Arts and Leisure. We've been talking about them for the past couple of weeks. They had their final weekend this past weekend. Redgate, they're leaving soon. Abstract Cafe, a spot on Venables and Commercial, just had their final party on Friday. And Shapeshifter Studio officially handed over the keys today.
And how does that make you feel? What's the next step?
Well, just quickly, Shapeshifter Studio has been my home with Diana David, movement, performance, storyteller. And this space has been home to many things, not just, you know, the cultivating grounds of the installations I've worked on in the past year, but also it's hosted events, opportunities for knowledge exchange and learning. We had talks, real talks with Mikey J. Blige, Major One. And we had so many things on deck. We were building a sound booth that we were going to open up for artists to be able to record in a vibey space. And how that makes me feel is, well, one, it was a really sudden move.
And so how did this go down? How did, what resulted in you guys deciding to, or leaving the studio in general?
Straight up, it was a disagreement in terms of how we see a space being utilized, and the people in power did not agree, and it just made us question, okay, what are we doing? What do we stand for? The work that we do in this world is important. We want to create a vibrant community hub where artists can connect and exchange knowledge, and I feel like more spaces like that are starting to exist in Vancouver, and we want to be one of them, and we're realizing it goes beyond the physical space, but it's the community that we're building.
So do you have plans to look for another space? And, you know, what advice through your experience do you have for other artists trying to create something unique in a space while having to also you know, exist within the framework that is rules and regulations, fire codes, functioning, you
the
know.
System.
Yeah,
I mean, learn the system. I think as artists, we often have a very creative way of looking at how the world works. That's why we're needed in this world. And, you know, it doesn't agree with the system, and there are people, and I think this is the biggest thing that has been frustrating about this entire experience, is that I don't feel like we were treated like humans. And I think the system exists so that it keeps certain people in power, and it keeps certain people forgetting that we are all humans. We are all worthy of compassion. We are all worthy of, like, being able to learn and help each other. But, you know, other people are in it for different reasons, capitalist reasons, self-serving reasons. And so, you know, that lack of acknowledgement of how it makes real humans feel. We're emotional beings. And so, yeah, man, I'm seeing that happen on levels with all these other spaces that we shouted out earlier. Landlords not treating their people like people, and us putting love into these spaces like nobody else would. You know, we put our souls in, we put our energy, we put our goods, our time, and like for that to not account for something, and to come into this disagreement and leave a place that they're so disconnected from that they hide behind their emails, like, you're not there, bro. You're not in the community building like we are.
Well, how about we talk about some spaces right now that are killing it in the city? Like, can you name a couple of spaces that are really thriving and doing good work for the community?
Yes. First and foremost, Space 552 Clark. It is a showroom, gallery, co-working space, tinker shop. It is a space for all the things. You should check them out. I actually work out of there part-time. Pat, Christy, Ender, the whole Space Squad, Alex, Lizzie, Steve, and Space Studios. That's actually on Franklin Street, run by the Star Captains, dope band, and a really amazing, beautiful place to record if you're looking.
Love it in there.
Shoutouts to Pattern Palace, our girl Sydney, who's arriving soon from her four-month away artist residency tour.
Can't wait to have her on the show. Talk about what she's been doing, what she's been going through. She was over in India,
South Africa,
London, South Africa, just touring, doing art, visiting, spending time with her ma, spending time with Orla down there. It seems like a really fun trip, and I can't wait to hear about her endeavors.
Yes. So, you know, just to kind of like tie both notes together, it's a time of transition. It's a time of learning, and I'm so thankful for the experiences I've had at Shapeshifter Studio and at all those spaces I shouted out earlier, and that there are communities that exist that are still thriving and finding a way to make it work, trying to find a way to make it work with the system. So I think the biggest lesson that could be learned is like, learn the system, learn to play it, make it better, learn to change it. Let's be part of it. Let's be activators in it. Yeah. So be on the lookout. We're not going anywhere. Ain't nobody could take what we've created away from us. That's for real.
Is that a timetable?
Let's get back into the mix. Next up, we got Cuthead with Everlasting Sunday. 101.9 CITR, Ninth Wave Radio. We'll be right back.
Some duds, comb out your fro, and slide on down to my pad. The vibe here is very pleasant, and I truly request your presence. A problem of great magnitude has arose, and as we speak it grows. Damn, what could it be, I thought? A juice I bought and rolled on down to her spot. Seeing bros I know slapping fives, I arrived and pressed G5. And there was Nikki, looking some kind of sad with tears falling from her eyes. She sat me down and dug my frown and began to run it down. You remember my boyfriend said, that fly kid who I love? Well, our love was often a verb, and spontaneity has brought a third. But due to our youth and economic state, we wish to terminate. About this we don't feel great, but baby, that's how it is. But the feds have dissed me, they ignored and dismissed me. The pro-lifers harassed me outside the clinic and called me a murderer. Now that's hate. So needless to say, we're in a mental state of debate. Hey, beautiful bird, I said, digging her somber mood. The fascists are some heavy dudes. They don't really give a damn about life. They just don't want a woman to control her body or have the right to choose. But baby, that ain't nothing. They just want a male finger on the button. Because if you say war, they will send them to die by the score. Aborting mission should be your volition. But if Suda and Thomas have their way, you'll be standing in line unable to get welfare while they'll be out hunting and fishing. It has always been around. It will always have a niche. But they'll make it a privilege, not a right, accessible only to the rich. Hey, pro-lifers need to dig themselves, because life don't stop after birth. And for a child born to the unprepared, it might even just get worse. The situation would surely change if they were to find themselves in it. Supporters of the H-bomb and firebombing clinics. What type of shit is that? Orwellian, in fact. If Roe v. Wade was overturned, would not the desire remain intact? Leaving young girls to risk their health, doctors to botch and watch as they kill themselves. Now, I hate to sound macabre, but hey, isn't it my job to lay it on the masses and get them off their asses to fight against these fascists? So, whatever you decide, make that move with pride. Sid will be there and so will I. An insect till I die. Rhythms and sounds spinning around. Confrontations across the nation. Your block, my block, dreadlocks. What a shock. Land of the free, but not me. Not me. Not me. Not me.
How we gonna start it? Giving me another day. Graham still watching. See, I'm on my way to make it to that other stage in this game I started to play. Dice in my hand, give them another shake and let the good times roll. And gather what you made. Challenges are daily. Habits I've gotta change. Keep a rebel focused on the balance I've gotta gain. Feels good to do what I love after I wake. First, nourish the soul and let the art take place. Word for her, I know my heart made space. And I didn't apply the care needed to maintain it. Love without patience is so draining. I'm careful with my time and whom I exchange it with. Time is an amazing thing. You can't build or destroy with every second you get. Let's keep it going though, keep it going. Let the moon shine in, get loose like you sipping on some moonshine mix. No time to care about what the fools might think. Only focused on fam and doing my thing, brother. No holding back, can't lose my chill. Product of the north, call it what you want. I'ma boost my skill, sharpen what I taught. Keep building from scratch, man, solder all the parts. I fear nothing, fuck it, killing them all. With quarter circles and fierce buttons, come on. For real, I ain't trying to hear nothing unless it's about the progress or about production. Shit, we just out here trying to function from Saga City out to the junction. get. Next step, worldwide time to travel the globe and let the world shine. All day, all night.
Say what?
All day.
Shouts out to Tails, homeboy, Chapel Sound homeboy, doing good work right now. This is one of his tracks called Everybody. Before that, in chronological order, Cuthead, Everlasting Sunday, followed by Diggable Planets, La Femme Fatale, and All Day, We Got This, Junior T with Jesse Reyes.
Yeah, yo, that's Jesse Reyes before she blew up on Spotify. And Junior T from Mississauga, Ontario, Toronto. Dope producer, MC. And that song is just, one, a summer feel, and two, the words go deep. He spent some time in London, a month, and recorded that whole album, I See You. Check it out. It's a project that's about 2 years old, but it's really good.
There's a feature on that from Lil Sims, who we played last week in the mix. And a bunch, it's really cool. It's a great album, and it features a lot of artists, and it kind of goes like a mixtape, and you get a lot of different flavors in there. And thanks to Sharp for putting me onto that.
He keeps it hip-hop. Shout-outs to Junior T. We hope you come to the West Coast soon. All right. Once again, this is Ninth Wave Radio. You are listening to Char Loro, Aero the Knot. We're going to get into a few very important public service announcements.
That's how people gonna get down. How we ever gonna get up?
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
With all that rainfall, my perennials are thriving. Let's take a look at what's popped up in the beds. My lovely Discordias are abloom.
Pluck a May Discorder and read about DIY Space Deep Blue, Ahmad Dani Ramadan, discussions on the accessibility of the Vancouver music scene by Eleanor Waring, as well as the programmers championing issues around accessibility for Accessibility Day on CITR. Thanks to our advertisers, Live Band, The Rickshaw Theatre, Timber Concerts, The Rio Theatre, The Wise Hall, Slut Island, Pemberton Music Festival, and the Underground Newsstand.
Ah, Discordia bouquets have the sweetest perfume.
Dunkin' Donuts each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
This is K-Pac repping Van City. You're about to dive into the ninth wave on 101.9 CITR.
That was Push by Terrace Martin off his 2016 album Velvet Portraits. I urge everyone to go and check out this record. It's phenomenal. It goes from gospel to funk to jazz to hard bop, back to jazz to hip hop. I guess the idea behind the record was to express the emotions of Crenshaw, Compton, and I think he did a really good job on this record. A little bit of backstory of Terrace Martin. He came up in L.A., has worked with Snoop Dogg, Stevie Wonder, Raphael Sadiq, Kendrick Lamar, Herbie Hancock, and is continuing to do a lot of work, really amazing work. He has a new group coming out later this year with Robert Glasper and Kamasi Washington entitled The Poly Seeds, with a really just beautiful philosophy behind that, poly seeds being the food we eat no matter where we come from, and it's nourishing and it's about peace and it's about love, and you really hear it in the music. They put out one single so far off the album. It's going to be entitled Sounds of Crenshaw Volume 1. The song is called Intentions, featuring Chachi. You listen to 101.9 FM, Ninth Wave. Stay tuned.
If you ready for that diamond rings, but you might be up, you might be up. Oh, oh, I'm saying, but you might be up, you might be up. Oh, oh. How many men have you turned down the night? It's so crazy, you still shining. Your home ain't happy, don't worry, baby, I got the tools, we can real win. Let's spend some time together, we're such a good time together. Let's take a selfie, oh God, ain't we so fine together. I say you like all of you, seems like you got it all together. So, don't mind my bad intentions.
crazy out of my mind these days. So much shit I gotta decide these days. Listening to all the lies they say. Starting on my car, I'm trying to get away. Seems like I've been driving all day. Smoking and drinking all by myself. Hoping and wishing I find myself. Lost and alone. Tryna kick it all the time, but I'm just posted, chilling all by myself. Weed crumbs on my thumbs, getting high as hell. Kush smoke, chase it down with a little liquor. Then I hop off the freeway just to swerve through the city. Got cop lights behind me, damn, I hope they don't kill me. Like, oosa, calm down, rubbing on my temples. I'm smoking and drinking all by myself. Hoping and wishing I find myself. In the late night, catching the vibe by myself. Lord willing, we won't die tonight, we gon' fly tonight, and I'll fly by myself, realizing that I can't hide from myself, close my eyes just to see what's inside of myself, I cry by myself, lost and alone. Father calling me like, son, we hardly see you at all. Yeah, I know you out here shining, but you can't do it all by yourself. And I can hear the voice of my mom telling me to pray for understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. Wish I knew what I know now back when I dropped out of college. Sometimes I feel like I can have way more shit accomplished. It don't matter cause I'm smoking and drinking all by myself. Hoping and wishing I find myself. In the late night, catching the vibe by myself. Lord willing, we won't die tonight. We gon' fly tonight. And I fly by myself. Realizing that I can't hide from myself. Close my eyes just to see what's inside of myself. I cry by myself. Lost and alone.
Institute. to a cool ruler tribute. Me and my hydrants in root. Sipping some magic tea from a kali tree. I cut myself. Showed up on the scene. I'm on a list. 3 plus myself. Grandma's on the set and JFX was up next. Channel Rock was ready to wreck and DJ High is on deck. I read vibrations at me. Hypnotized. The split was in order. I pulled one out and then locked eyes with this true root starter. She said I grew some real deal from a hill in Garberville. Sample my gardening skills. Tell me how it make you feel. Took a whip. God's gift. What a sweet, sweet strain. The sin of a woman, both her and Mary Jane. It's holy aromatherapy, prepared to do me carefully. She said she's usually shy, I should feel special that she's there with me to share with me. And Dr. O was magnetized, she wanted to be my night nurse. The look of love was in her eyes.
The look of love is in your eyes. The look
playing with our phonetics, y'all.
Do you guys even vocal train out there? Come on.
Yo, do you do your...
Do you even... Mami mi momu.
Do re mi fa so.
Out now, brown cow. Cow.
Hey. All right. All right, all right, all right. Ninth Wave Radio, episode 4.
So act like we're going through our papers.
Yeah. Like we're at our news desk getting some information. But yo, real talk, the paper we actually have in our hand is Disc Order Magazine.
May 2017 edition. If you're unfamiliar with Disc Order, it's the UBC campus newspaper. And it's...
They share a space with CITR 101.9 FM.
Forever local, free forever. They cover a lot of dope issues. Music, equal rights. They went back to their old school format, the big old thing. The art's always been tight.
They announce a lot of events. They have cool illustrations, artists. And right now, the articles, particularly in this issue, have a lot to do with the stuff that we were talking about earlier today, the sentiments we were talking about, spaces. One quick shout out, there's an amazing article in here, a dope article with David Vertesi, written by Dora Dubber, I believe. And yeah, it explores Vancouver Mural Arts Festival. It's exploring the idea of public art and space and gentrification.
Another article I wanted to talk about in this month's Discorder is about Access Day, which happened on the 18th. It's a day of special broadcasting on CITR and other participating community radio stations across Canada, and an opportunity to explore and address issues around accessibility. So there's a great excerpt from an interview that they did live on air, and it's just talking about bringing awareness to people with talking, thinking, learning, seeing and hearing disabilities, and how our spaces can be more accessible to them, even as far as having gates that you don't have to use your hand to buzz through, which TransLink had to remedy recently. And it's a really great discussion and a big part of this month and what CITR is offering in their programming.
Yeah, it's quality stuff. There's no fluff in this. Shoutouts to Disc Order Magazine.
You can grab Disc Order from almost any record store or cafe around the city.
Thank you for tuning in to episode 4, Ninth Wave Radio. We love that you've connected with us or you found us somehow.
And if anybody has any music they would like to send our way or anything, just any feedback.
Anything we need to know.
Anything we need to know. You can get in contact with us. NinthWaveRadio@gmail.com. Send us your music. Send us your events. We want to hear from you and we want to shout you out.
I also want to hear some drops. I wonder what kind of crazy drops we can get in there.
Yeah, send me, if you like the show, send us a clip of you shouting at the show. Say CITR 101.9, give us a shout out, say your name, whatever, make it interesting. And if we like it, we might use it on the show. You've been listening to Ninth Wave Radio on CITR
101.9 with Charloro, Aero the Knot. Have a wonderful Wednesday evening, y'all.